We're really going to kind of continue this morning what we talked about last week. We're in a series called The Great Reset. Last week we talked about resetting our perspective. And this morning's just a continuation. I've got only a couple of verses I want to share, but we're also this morning going to look back at 2021. All right, it's almost February. It's about time to close the door on 2021. But we're going to look back at some goals we set, some things that we were praying for, and we are going to look at those. All right. Our question this morning, I already asked you, right? What was the best thing that happened to you last year? I already asked you that, so hopefully you have an answer for that. But if you remember last week, the two main points that we talked about when you look back at something, you can focus on either what you lost or what you gained. Okay, if you're here, you remember that. We use the example of the Israelites as they were delivered from slavery in Egypt and as the Lord was leading them, okay? And we understand that they spent some time wandering. They spent some time in the wilderness, in the desert. And so we are going this morning to continue to pray that God would adjust our perspective, not just for last year, but as we go forward, hopefully you've been challenged as you go through times, whether you call it a desert experience, a wilderness experience, that you would allow the Lord to reset your perspective. But let's look at our theme for 2021. It was really simple. It was forward, all right? We're going to move forward as a church. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Okay? This was our theme for 2021. We wanted to go forward as a church, and I believe we have done that. And I want to look at some of the goals we've set. You know, and I am a detail person. I can be analytical, okay? And so for me, sometimes this is dangerous. So last week, I was preaching to me as much as you, okay, about our perspective, all right? Because I can get out the spreadsheet and I can be really just, okay? I stopped doing spreadsheets for Sunday attendance before I even came, and I can't do that anymore, all right? Because I sit there during football, I look at my laptop, and I'm either like, woo, or like I feel like the world has ended. Okay, because there was a two-person difference on my spreadsheet, right? So I just, I'm aware of what's happening. I just don't live and die by those numbers anymore. But let's look at this, okay? The first thing we were praying about, we really want to do was to engage the church in Scripture, okay? Scripture is our foundation for our belief, all right? One of the things we want to do was develop an all-church Bible reading plan. And we were blessed with the ability to subscribe to the Bible Engagement app. And I realize not everybody is using that. If you have questions about that, come find Amy or myself. But it gave us the ability to put something in the hands of everyone with a smartphone, a plan to read a Bible if they didn't already have one, okay? And we didn't know we were going to be able to do this. We already knew this existed, and we're like, I don't know that we can pay for this, but we were actually blessed from the outside to be able to do that. So that was a huge answer to prayer. The next thing that our prayer was each member in the Bible every day. So this is one of those tricky goals, church. Since I have not placed cameras in all of your homes and vehicles, I have zero idea if this happened. But I believe it was right for us to pray for this, that we become more biblically engaged as a church. Okay? The next thing was increased life group attendance. We shifted from our home to the church. Maybe that's less creepy for people that visit the church. Like, hey, come to our house. I don't know. You know. But I believe that has, even though I'm not tracking that on the spreadsheet, there's been greater consistency with our attendance. It's nice to be in our church, in our new room, and I appreciate Frank for stepping up and doing that. So even though I don't have a graph for you, I believe we have made progress and we've moved forward in life groups. And I look forward to when we have multiple life groups, meaning not just at church, but around the city. Okay, prayer focus was the next thing. We really wanted to become more focused on prayer as a church. Almost every Sunday in 2021, we were able to have prayer teams ready to pray for people. Okay, much more consistently than before, and that was part of it. Still very much developing that and in the works, because we want to be able to pray for you guys before you leave. The worst thing to do is come into church and have a prayer need, and you sit in your seat, you don't let somebody to pray with you or pray for you, okay? And so we're still developing that. We'll still be teaching on that. We want to develop more opportunities on Sundays, okay? This is still very much a work in progress. Okay, but we want to develop more of a family atmosphere where we are ready to pray for you, but you're also ready for us to pray for you because you're not afraid to come up and go, hey, I got a need, okay? It could be a hangnail, it could be cancer, I mean, it could be losing a job, like whatever. I mean, big or small, we want to pray with you, we want to stand with you. And then we wanted to have better attendance in our prayer gathering. We do this at the beginning of the month because I think it's very important for us to set aside a time at the first of the month to come together as a family. Well, Jason, we can pray on our own. Yes, you can, but there's something powerful And there's something that connects us together when we pray together as a family. We tried something new last year. We tried going to Mondays. That was better for a few people, but I think we're going to go back to Sundays. I think that's better for more, all right? I don't have a problem with sacred cows. I will kill my own sacred cow, so we try stuff till it works, okay? Thank you for your flexibility. Yeah, you can, good. Good. So we're going to move that back to Sunday, and so we're excited about that, but we're still going to press on with that. But in addition with that, one thing we're going to do starting next Sunday, we are going to have a time of prayer before service, okay, called First Things First. We're going to kick the worship team out at 9:30, and for 15 minutes, we're going to be in the sanctuary, and we are going to pray over every seat. We're going to walk up and down the aisles, and we are going to pray for the service, and we're going to pray for the people that fill these seats, okay? Something we want to do for a while. We're just trying to figure out how to make that happen, but we're going to do it. We'll be done at 9:45, okay? You can open the doors for anybody that's here, for guests. And so that's next week. We're going to do that. And so prayer is something we're always going to try to work on and find what works. We've got a few more ideas, but that's something we always, as a church, have to be pressing in, because most things, if not all things, start in prayer. If we're going to continue to go forward as a church, they've got to start in prayer, not just individual or private prayer, but together, because we are a family. Okay, so that'll always be a goal. We'll always continue to work on it. And so you may see that again if there's something very specific that we want to move towards. So look, I'm halfway done. Check that out. Oh, I may not make it. I could get there, but you guys are already having a hard time listening as fast as I need you to. Okay? Family ministry, all right? Family ministry, let's look at this. This is one of the areas we wanted to move forward in. We want to be able to expand our kids' ministry. Now, as we were able to, and this is kind of an overlap with the next one, as we were able to build on some of our rooms and rearrange, we have a greater capacity to minister to kids. We weren't necessarily able to add programs at this time because that takes people, that takes workers, okay? And so with the Bible Engagement app, this overlaps to the next one, or the last one. It helped us resource parents. Because parents, if you don't know, there are weekly devotions that go along with what is taught on Sunday. That's what we use at our home now. We had other books and kids' Bibles we're going through before, but we're using the family devotions through the Bible Engagement app. That is free, so if you're a parent, let us know. We can get you set up with that. And so that is something we've been able to put in the hands of parents to help provide resources. Because a lot of parents we've met over the years that want to lead their children in growing the Lord, they just don't know what to do. Okay? So that's a way that we could help. Right? Marriage enrichment. This is probably one I look at and go, well, we did a date night. We enriched you for 2 hours. Okay, so like a lot of goals, there, you know, there's still stuff that you don't quite do perfectly, but hey, that's still on their heart. We'll be praying about that. Okay, baby step, right? That was a fun night, right? Even though Erlen had to play games, that was a fun night. I'm sorry. I shouldn't embarrass anybody on the World Wide Web. That's okay. There's only 3 people watching. So, marriage enrichment resource. We talked about the Bible Engagement app. Amy also had a summer book study with mothers, Mama Bear Apologetics, and she went through that. This is a way to build up mothers to know how to raise their kids, to really defend the faith. That's what that book's about, and a lot of the issues that are happening today. And so, let's get to first impressions, right? This is the other thing. We needed to change how people see our church when they pull up. But I had a pastor just last week. I saw him at a coffee shop. He said, your building looks a lot more welcoming to people than it did a year ago. Okay? We have signs that don't fall down for handicapped parking every time the wind blows. Right? We've got a new roof, which just had to happen, right? Nobody's fault. It just happens. It needed replaced. It's replaced. Little painting around the door just helps draw your eye in. All right? There's more that still could be done, and we will always kind of tweak that as we go. If you're just sitting on some money, you don't know what to do with it, I got lots of ideas here at this church. But we do have other maintenance stuff. That this is a building that's not new. It's not terribly old, but it's old enough. I mean, we really need to wrap faucets and soffits. There's a lot of stuff we could do. But we will continue as we go to update and repair stuff as needed. And if you weren't here, I don't know, a month ago, we've got new chairs on the way, right? Let me get you a little more excited about it. You have new chairs that you didn't pay for that are on the way. Seriously. You guys are carb crashing already. Here's a couple other things that aren't necessarily connected with our goals that I want to celebrate. We have some new members join us in 2021. Frank and Karina are new members. Ian and Hannah are now officially new members. And membership is a way to say, I'm not just for you, but I'm with you. Members commit to be here, they commit to serve, they commit to give financially, okay? So we thank them for that. We've also had new givers this year, all right? I get excited about big checks, but I get more excited about people that start giving that haven't given yet. Because that means the Lord is doing something in their heart. And so we've had new givers this last year, we've had new people come, and we're going to continue to see growth in that. So I'm excited about that, okay? So it'd be easy for me to look at this list and go, oh, I didn't enrich marriages like I wanted to, you know, or we didn't as a church. But that's what I'm talking about. When we see what's happened, and I'm sure there's stuff I haven't thought about, okay? Chi Alpha had a great, great year, okay? And as we are partnered with them, okay, we can't really take credit for that, okay, because they're here, we support them. But they're doing their thing, and we appreciate that. But just what we see in your guys' lives and what Lord is doing in this church is very important. And so this morning, there's just a few verses I want to read, but we're going to go back to ancient Israel, and we're going to continue next week. I'm very excited about next week. It's really going to be our Vision Sunday. It's going to be the last part of our great reset series called Resetting Our Expectations. We're going to unveil our theme for 2022, okay, and some things that we are praying for and believing in, okay? But here we are. We're going to go back to the children of Israel. Yeah, I'm not going to make 10 minutes, guys. So just, but it won't be 18 and a half either. So we're going to be somewhere between. So you can grow in grace and forgiveness. Right? So we're going to go back. It's a growth opportunity. It's very important for me to give you guys those. We're going to go back to ancient Israel. They had wandered in the wilderness in the desert for 40 years. Okay, they had seen miracles. They had seen God come through for them. We talked about a lot of that last week. They had already fought some battles, but they weren't yet in the promised land. Okay, they were in this in-between period, right? They'd been out of slavery for nearly 40 years. They weren't quite to the land of promise. And I feel like that's where we're at as a church a little bit, okay? We fought some battles, okay? There's some hard days behind us, and every church goes through ups and downs, goes through years. That happens, okay? But I feel like we're sort of in this in-between where I can see the future, but we're not quite there yet. You guys understand what I'm saying? I know Jamie and I talked about it, and Jake and a few others. Like last Sunday, I saw a glimpse of the future, all right, and little things, okay? I saw a church engaged in worship like it was not a year ago, okay? And so people engaged in worship at a heart of gratitude, and that is contagious, all right? We had some students, I don't remember who told me, so if they're here, I don't mean to embarrass you, that visited a few weeks back and said they were looking for a church with life, and they think they found it. We've had people over the last year that used to go here that have visited and said, hey, life has returned to this church. So church, there's something happening here, but we're still in this in-between period where we're not quite to the promised land. And if we understand Scripture, we are always going forward with Him. It's not like we get there and go, okay, we're done. Okay, we understand that. But we are not quite where we need to be, and we will always be moving in that direction. But we're in this sort of weird in-between, right? But it's wonderful. It's weird and wonderful, right? I want to read a couple verses. I'm going to read the same verses out of two different versions because I want us to see this morning. So as Israel is in this in-between, as they're sort of looking across the river going, hey, that's where we're supposed to be. The Lord is speaking through Moses in the beginning of Deuteronomy, okay? And there was a backward-looking and a forward-looking statement that he makes here that I want to read. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. It says, the Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. This is the New Living Translation. He's saying, listen, we see what the Lord did back here. We know what he did for us, but with a new perspective, we see that he really cared for us as a father cares for a child. Okay? New International Version puts it this way. It's very similar, but it says, the Lord your God who is going before you will fight for you as he did for you in Egypt. Before your very eyes and in the wilderness, there you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place. See, he's going to go before you. He's going to fight for you just as he did in Egypt, as he did in the wilderness. That's a looking back. That is a looking back with a new perspective that doesn't say what did we do without, but what did God do for us? What was God doing in us? But he says, I'm also going ahead of you and I'm going to fight for you for what's ahead. Even though there's a promised land over there, even though you've got to cross the river, even though you're going to face battles, I'm going to fight for you. But as we look back, we also see this caring father, like how the NIV puts it, that he carries the child. Okay? In church, we serve a God who will carry us when we cannot walk on our own, as a father carries for a child. Okay? As a child grows, there's things a kid needs to do on its own, but When you're in the desert, when you're in the wilderness, and maybe you are out of strength, God says, you know what? I'm your Father. I will carry you if you allow me. If you will keep your eyes on me, if you will keep going forward, I will carry you when you don't have the strength to walk yourself. All right? And so I think this is a beautiful picture of even in this in-between time where battles had already been fought, they had been delivered from slavery, but they weren't quite yet where they were intended to go. They weren't quite yet what they were intended to be. All right? And so we see this picture of a father doing what a child is unable to do. And so, listen, church, I believe we're in this place. It's not a bad place. It is a great place to be because the best is ahead of us. Even though we've already seen God fight battles for us, we know he's going to fight future battles. Because listen, I'm gonna talk about some stuff next week that are some big, big dreams, and I believe they're God-given dreams, but we need to pray that God fills in the gaps, okay? The board is aware of some of this. I'll probably frighten them with some of the rest of it. But God needs to direct it as we go, okay? And so next week, I look forward to sharing some of that. So this is where we're at as church, but I want us, as we kind of close today, let's be thankful for last year. Let's be thankful for even if we've gone through a personal time of wilderness or desert, because my prayer is that through that time, you have known God in a different way than you ever had before, right? I had a friend several years ago, had to come visit me for a couple of days because his wife just walked out on him, came home to a note. He was a youth pastor serving at a church. The church stood beside him, but he came to visit me for a couple of days. He needed to get away. But he came from an awesome family. I said, you grew up a Beaver Cleaver family. That wasn't my experience. And so he had to learn the Lord in a brand new way because relationally, he never had to rely on the Lord where that's the only one you had. And so, and we've talked about it since then, church. When you go through those times of the desert or wilderness, you learn a different side of the Lord than you ever have before. Okay? Because until God has had to carry you, you don't know him as the Father as well as you could. When you've always been able to go through things on your own strength, walking on your own two feet, and that's fine, okay? There's times of victory. There's times where God blesses us, but there's times where God has to carry us because we are out of our own strength. And so if you've never had to get to know the Lord that way, listen, it could happen, and be ready for it. Don't be shocked if it happens, okay? And maybe some of you have already learned that. I see some of you nodding. Some of you might be in the midst of that time. So my prayer for you is you experience where God picks you up and he carries you because you are out of your own strength. Because, church, I have been there before, but the next time a desert comes, the next time a wilderness comes, you're like, God, you've done it before. You can do it again. You need to carry me because I don't know where to go, how to do this. And God will do it if we allow him to do it. So that's kind of my prayer. Let's look back and think what we've gained during these times of wilderness and desert. But most of all, as we look at these verses, God's promise is the same one I've always told you through Scripture. Okay? He's never promised that we'd always be rich or that we would be healthy. Okay? There is healing in the atonement. I'm not saying there's not. We believe in healing. We pray for it. But the only thing God ever promised from beginning to end is that he is our God and he wants us to be his people. He wants to be our God and he's called us and he's chosen us. That's the most consistent promise in Scripture, okay? And you've heard me say it a lot already if you're here most weeks, and I'm going to say it again. We see it in these verses. It says, I went before you then, I'm going to go before you now, and I'm going to carry you when you can't walk on your own, okay? Because he is a father that wants to carry his kids and be there for his kids, right? And if he leads us into the battle, he will fight us, all right? We don't get to pick our own battles, but if he leads us there, he will clear the runway, he will fight the battle. And so I'm just going to ask you to bow your heads. We're going to close this morning, we're going to pray. And listen, if you need prayer or wants to pray, just find Frank or Amy or myself, Jake and Jamie. We would love to pray with you guys. Just be kind of informal this morning. If you're joining us online and you want us to pray with you about something, fill out an online connect card. There's a link there in description, or use the text number 605-215-5150. Because guys, we want to pray with you. We want to stand with you. But let's just pray together this morning, all right? Yeah, Lord, we love you. Thank you, God, for this morning where we can come together with our brothers and sisters of our adopted family. God, I thank you for the privilege of knowing you and being a part of your family. And Lord, I just pray right now that if there is anyone, Lord, that is your child that is going through a time of wilderness or desert, Lord, I pray that they would have a revelation of your presence in their life, that they would feel, Lord, your presence, that they would feel your comfort and your peace that only you can give, your peace that passes all understanding. But God, I pray that there would be a growth in their faith, God, that they can maybe see battles that they didn't realize before that you have fought for them. God, that they would see that you have set them free, Lord, that you have not forgotten them, and Lord, you are going to go ahead and fight future battles for them. Lord, help them to see your loving hand upon their lives, we pray. And God, if somebody doesn't know you this morning, whether they're here or watching online or listening later, God, I pray that you would speak through their heart in this moment, and God, they would recognize that they need you. They would recognize their need to give their life to Jesus and follow him. And so, Jesus, we thank you for giving your life for us and making a way for us to know God our Father. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this church. We thank you that we are going forward in you. We thank you for what lies ahead. God, we thank you for what's done. And I pray that you, as we leave here, you would just help protect all of our hearts and minds. That, Lord, we would always have the right perspective as we look at life. God, let us always give you the glory, we pray, in all that we do, all that happens here. In Jesus' name, amen.